This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
G'day there. Here we are once again. And once again, I've dedicated my week to the pursuit of the coolest of blues for you. And frankly, I think we've hit the jackpot this week, as I bring you the work of the great magic Sam Maggett, whose birthday was on Valentine's Day. And as cynical as I am about Hallmark holidays, I couldn't go past Sam's Black Magic album for you as a classic album feature this week. This was the follow-up to his groundbreaking West Side Soul record of 1968, and although released shortly before Sam's tragic death, it remains the greatest representation of his talents, a talent that burned so brightly before he left us at just 32. It certainly sounds glorious after a remix a few years back, so look out. But before we get to that, a couple of tracks to get you in the mood for what's to come. Eric Bibb's here in Australia right now, with sellout shows across the country, playing songs from his wonderful 50-year career, and including some new tracks from his latest album, Ridin'. I love Eric's work. I'm excited to see him in Brisbane on Saturday, and I'm thrilled to play for you the first time the latest song to be released from the album, The Ballad of John Howard Griffin.
Well, I reckon now's a good time to tell you about a good man who tried to help the world find to understand that it's so wrong to judge another by the color of their skin. That good man's name, John Howard Griffin. John was a white man who just had to know how it feels to be a black man in the land of Jim Crow. So he underwent treatments to turn his skin dark brown. Then he headed down south to take a look around. It's a crazy idea, folks said, you get yourself killed. But John found a doctor who prescribed special pills, and he laid under a sun lamp, cotton pads on his eyes, till one day in a mirror he saw a man he didn't recognize. He knew he'd meet some hard times, but it really got a shock. Life as a black man was harder than a rock. I couldn't find a job, even a restroom to use. I'm talking about that Jim Crow and Jim Crow blues. They burnt his effigy, had to move to Mexico to protect his family. A few years later, back in the land of the free, while John was on a road trip in Mississippi, his car broke down, and as he wondered what to do next, some locals showed up and beat him half to death. John with chains for educating the nation. Being a truth-sayer is a dangerous occupation. Some cheered his dedication to a world free of hatred. Others cursed the man, yelling, "You're a goddamn traitor." So I reckon it's a good time to remember Black Like Me, written by a good man who believed in equality, believed it's wrong to judge another by the color of their skin. That good man's name, John Howard Griffin. J. John Howard Griffin. Oh, John, John, John.
Just swimming through the gumbo. Gotta keep your head down, looking for the jumbo jet. Got a funny feeling, got the blues on Monday. Gotta swim back for the storm on Sunday, or we're all gonna get wet. Everybody living in the city. To my mama, she was dancing with the boombox. Passed right out and she fell in the boondock. It made a mighty sound. We're gonna have a party in the lowdown swampland. Grilling on some eagle with a no-name farmhand. Just messing around. Everybody living in the city.
good. That's it. Move on. Sound great, brothers. We're tracking in history right now, y'all.
Hi, you're listening to Sean Binley on Blues with a Feeling, and this is Eric Bibb.
in the red dirt on the shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
This week's Blues with a Feeling classic album feature is the reissue of the Delmark Records release Black Magic by Magic Sam, a leading light who found his way at the very cutting edge of modern electric blues on Chicago's west side in the late 60s. Moving to Chicago from Mississippi at the height of the 50s blues boom, he found himself living next door to the legendary Syl Johnson and later working with such talents as Shaky Jake Harris and Mack Thompson, amongst others. He burned very brightly for just over a decade, but the legacy he left behind of his wonderful innovative playing and singing remains. That track, Blues for Odie Payne and What Have I Done Wrong? Also in that set, Eddie Ninevolt from his excellent new record Capricorn and that song Yellow Alligator. My favourite type, actually. Eddie Ninevolt, one of the most celebrated blues artists to emerge on the international scene in the last couple of years. He's only a young bloke, but he certainly seems to tick all the boxes, so stay tuned for more of his music in the weeks and months to come. Sam Maggett grew up living the life in Mississippi in the 1930s. Losing his mother when he was still a child, he and his brother were raised for the most part by their great-grandma in Chicago after she rescued them from a life working in the fields alongside their dad. Sam took to music very quickly in Chicago and grew up a breathtaking talent, enjoying the things that became available to young prodigies and later releasing a series of singles without really connecting in a huge way. An outgoing, good-natured young man, being drafted into the US Army in 1959 was a major spanner in the works at a time when his career was moving along nicely. Syl Johnson told Living Blues magazine, "Uncle Sam's Jive Army took him away and ruined his career. He didn't want to go, so he ran away. He deserted the Army, you know. They put him in jail for 6 months, and he came back out and he hid for a while, and then he wasn't Magic Sam anymore, like he used to be." In the years that followed, Sam found it hard to generate any interest from local record companies. The local musicians' union made it hard for him to work, and the violence for which Chicago's West Side was known inflicted itself upon Sam more than once. Talk about your life-changing moments, huh? My classic album feature this week is Magic Sam's Delmark release of 1969, Black Magic. I'm Sean Bindley, and this is Blues with a Feeling.
I don't want to rage. I just want a little bit. No, I don't want it all. I just want a little bit. Just a itty weeny bit. Just a teeny weeny bit of your love. Turn your lamp down low and honey, slip me a kiss.
Hey, this is Matt Stubbs from GA20. You're listening to Shaky Sean on Blues with a Feeling.
You belong to me, and I belong to you. And when we are together, baby, I just love all the things we do. Darling, I really love you. I said,
this way. Just hang my head and cry. And this is what I say. Why do you leave me, baby? Oh, why do you have to go? I said, why do you leave me, baby?
You're listening to Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
Thanks to the Erromanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland for their ongoing support of the program. And thanks to you for tuning in or downloading the show, now going into its 29th year. Please like, follow and comment at the Facebook page Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling so I can keep you up to date with new shows every week and we can continue to get the word out. This week's classic album feature, Magic Sam Agetz, Black Magic. It's All Your Fault There, and previous to that, You Belong to Me, the classic Easy Baby, and I Just Want a Little Bit. When Magic Sam's West Side Soul was released in 1968, Sam's star began to shoot almost instantly. With Chicago the center of the blues world, the album's five-star rating in Billboard magazine saw offers to record and tour all over begin to arrive. But he'd been shot, for real, just before the West Side Soul tour began, and problems with his management were also beginning to affect his health, in addition to the successful progression of his career. He may well have suffered a heart attack on that tour. And although his trip to Europe as part of the Real American Folk Blues Tour saw him further cement his reputation as the most exciting new talent to hit the international blues scene, all was not well for Magic Sam. You're listening to Blues with a Feeling.
I have the same old blues every night and every day. I have the same old blues every night and every day. Yes, I need somebody to help me to drive the blues away. I wake up every morning with the same thing on my mind. I wake up every morning with the same thing on my mind. Yes, I need somebody who can love me all the time.
everybody. It's Kid Ramos. You're listening to Blues with a Feeling. And it's Shaky Sean, man, playing the blues for y'all.
Make it funky and play the tickle and blue for me, I leave it.
All right, baby, though.
Thank you.
Shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
My classic album feature this week is Magic Sam's all-time classic Black Magic. After West Side Soul's release gathered such great reviews, Sam's career really started to take off, and he was thrilled shortly afterwards to return to the studio, this time with the best musicians Chicago had to offer. And the record certainly sounds like it. You better stop there. And before that, the Freddie King classic San Jose and Same Old Blues. It was at this stage of Sam's career that the music business dark side began increasingly messing with his well-being, both on and off the stage, as the battle for control of his management saw his mental and physical health further decline, until that fateful day on the 1st of December 1969, when he lay down to sleep and never woke. This is Blues with a Feeling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. and the lips are making me feel all right. People loving me, baby. People loving me, baby. People loving me, baby. Thank you.
Everybody, this is John Namath, and when I want to know something about the blues, I tune in to Shaky Sean on Blues with a Feeling.
I got nothing but expert musicians. I don't have to worry about it.
Thanks for joining me again this week for my Blues with a Feeling classic album feature, Magic Sam's remarkable Delmark Records release, Black Magic. Opening that set with a song that I've been singing myself on stage for many years around Southeast Queensland, Keep On Loving Me, followed by Everything Gonna Be Alright and Keep On Doing What You're Doing. That's for you and I and us, my friends. Well, we're just about out of time, and so with Easter and Bluesfest rapidly approaching, I'll leave you with Buddy Guy. Have a great week.
Bought me a one-way ticket to sweet old Chicago. talking. Got a sixth grade education. I never finished school. That is, I made my own rules. Nobody let me in. Nobody gave me nothing. I don't say too much. I let my guitar do the talking. Goals.